Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out. Hey guys, in this video, I want to show you the $3 million Facebook ad creative strategy that will help you to get amazing profitability and also will open your mind to what the profitability can be on Facebook. Also show you examples of the creatives that are killing it right now on Facebook so you can create your own and you can increase your profitability, your return on ad spend, and absolutely crush it with paid ads. Very excited to share it with you guys. Let's get started. So creative is the most important element of Facebook ads. A lot of people like not putting enough effort into it and they're just like relying on targeting or they're relying on other factors for ads to pretty much get them the outcome that they want. This ad account, you can see, spent like $3.3 million. The big factor here was the creative. So I want to show you the whole like blueprint of creative like optimization and also the whole structure for the creative testing, right? This is crucial, guys. First of all, what we do is we create the ABO creative sandbox. We're testing as many creatives as we can. And by the way, guys, if you want this document, just comment doc below so I can send it to you. So we test over 50 creative variations each month minimum. That's like 12 variations per week. That's so easy to achieve. You can literally just change the first few seconds of the video. You can change the thumbnail, the sequence of the segments in the video. That's pretty much the variation that you can test. And oftentimes you'll be mind blown by the result. Each creative with three different variations to eliminate the impact of a poor scroll stopper. So videos with three different scroll stoppers at the beginning of the video, images with different captions, and then also different influencers using the same scripts, and then colorful backgrounds. Different colors that oftentimes makes a humongous difference. I want to show you the example of the creatives. So there's this company called Pillow Cube, and you can see some of their ads here.
We're the first to stick it to Big Pillow and start taking care of the side sleepers. Pillow Cube makes pillows in different sizes designed to fit you and how you sleep perfectly. You can even take the perfect pillow quiz to find the perfect pillow to fit your notch. Hundreds and thousands of people love the Pillow Cube and have said things like,
it's literally the most supportive, most comfortable pillow I've ever tried in my life.
That's how it actually does what they say it does.
You should buy one and find out for yourself.
Go to pillowcube.com today and find your perfect pillow.
The variation that I showed you was kind of like a shorter variation cut from a longer variation. Let me show you the longer one here.
Meet your next pillow.
You've probably seen our ad before.
Why do we make our pillow in the shape of a cube? I'll tell you.
We started small, but went pro as the world fell in love and then asleep on the Pillow Cube Pro.
This is Sydney.
Hello.
Look at the space between her head and her shoulder. It's a square. None of these rounded pillows are gonna fit that space perfectly. They're gonna cause her to bend her neck, flop her body, and twist her back out of alignment. What Sydney needs is a pillow that properly supports her neck and keeps her spine in alignment. Hence, the Pillow Cube.
But have you ever wondered, how did they come up with the Pillow Cube?
This is Jay, the inventor of the Pillow Cube. And this is a substantially more attractive version of Jay we hired to tell you about.
Don't know that I would say substantially.
Jay had a big problem. He had a huge gap between his head and his bed that no pillow could fill. He found that a regular pillow lacked the support he needed to fill the gap between his shoulders and his big head. He woke up sore, unrested, and achy.
I feel sore, unrested, and achy.
That's when Jay had his great idea. Why not make a pillow in the shape of a cube?
And that's how I invented the Pillow Cube.
Jay didn't think of it on his own, though.
The ancient Egyptians knew this. Pharaohs used this headrest. The Japanese used these pillow boxes. They offered great support, but were they comfortable? Alex, is that comfortable?
Nah.
So we decided to modernize their invention.
The Pillow Cube wasn't a sack of fluff, it was a bed designed for your head. When you uncrink that neck, you align your spine and sleep fully supported and pain-free. And whether you like to sleep cold, warm, or really, really hot, Pillow Cube regulates temperature all night long.
The bales of beds for torture, not for sleeping.
Just five more minutes.
And it's not just a great pillow for sleeping. Try it out on the airplane. Use it for office naps or as a yoga support. It's also a great meditation seat. It provides excellent lumbar support.
Timbers!
And it's the perfect pillow for spooning. So stop wasting all your money on these fancy new mattresses and get the pillow that will support your noggin.
Hundreds and thousands of people love the Pillow Cube and have said things like,
it's literally the most supportive, most comfortable pillow I've ever tried in my life.
How it actually does what they say it does.
I literally had the best night's sleep.
And they did it all without getting paid.
And this is not a paid advertisement at all.
We make our pillows in cube shapes because it's the most comfortable way to make the perfect pillow clean and simple. You should buy one and find out for yourself.
That was pretty good.
Well, I am an actor.
I mean, not perfect, but...
PillowCube, the finest pillow this side of the internet. Go to PillowCube.com today and find your perfect pillow.
So once you have the core ad, you can create different variations of that ad. Let's say the core ad is like 2 minutes. The core ad that explains your product, has a problem, it has a demonstration of the solution. Maybe it has some emotions like humor here. I'll show you more examples in a second. And then it has the social proof, and then it has call to action. So you have seen in this one particularly, there's a Black Friday sale. So instead of creating a totally new Black Friday sale offer, which a lot of people do, what you can do is simply take that existing ad, make few changes to it, right? Like add a Black Friday notice on it, and that's pretty much a new variation you could use. Or change the elements. Let's say take one element from the middle of the ad, put it at the beginning. Take one from the end of the ad, put it in the middle. Create sort of variations that you can test, and that will give you amazing results. So I want to show you another example here, this company, True Classic. Now, this is the most like boring product you can imagine. This is like t-shirt, but the way they're selling it is incredible. And this company is doing great volume. So I always go to SimilarWeb to see kind of like what volume this company is doing. You can see 3 million users per month, high quality traffic. And the way they've been able to scale, guys, is by having these ads that are kind of like funny, right? Let me show you.
My husband used to complain about every shirt. It was either too short, too long. They just were never right. And thanks to True Classic Tees, this is a game changer.
The fit is perfect and they make him look really good.
The fit around the arms and chest is perfect. It makes him look like he actually works out.
I started getting jealous because women started complimenting him more. It's his new favorite shirt.
So ladies, do your guys and do yourselves a favor and pick up some True Classic Tees. You will not regret it.
There's like more variations here, but pretty much what they have done here is they're going hard on the emotion. They're going hard of like on the reason why would people buy these products in the first place? Not because of the fabric, right? Obviously fabric is like value for money is important factor, but also the confidence that the product gives, right? The emotion the product gives. That's why people buying like Louis Vuitton or Dior, because it gives them the status, it gives them the confidence, right? And that's what people actually buying. So what do you want to do when you're testing? You want to test at least $20 per ad set, one creative with three different variations in each ad. Same targeting for each ad set. You can use broad if you have a lot of data on pixel and ad account, or you can use interest if you have some proven interest that worked for you. So you can see this is the campaign data. And there are only three variables to successful Facebook ad campaign, which is pretty much the funnel, your numbers, your economics, your average order value, your conversion rate, cost per click. There is a targeting, right? Which guys, if you check my YouTube channel, I can link the video here. So you can check my other video that where I covered the targeting in great detail. Also the ads themselves, the creative part. If you figure these things out here, obviously there's like other moving parts behind this, but this is literally blueprint here to seven-figure business. If you just follow this video, you follow these frameworks, you can get there. And if none of your targeting options work, then it could be your ads or funnels. Use automated rules to control campaigns effectively, right? So once you have these set up, you want to use automated rules to control campaigns effectively and to kill the creatives that pretty much are not converting, right? So number of impressions above 1,000 CPC, above $2, you can turn off. So that's pretty much 2x average CPC. Pretty much CPC is not working from the start. If CPC is too high, then you want to kill these ads because most of the time, like 99% chance that they're just wasting money. The CPC won't go down. It simply does not resonate with an audience. If amount spent is more than $10 and CPC is more than $1.50, turn off. That's more than 1.5x average CPC. If you get the break-even CPA with 0.5 cost per purchase spent, you have no add to carts or initiate checkouts, turn off. Break-even CPA, cost per purchase spent, zero purchases, turn off. CPA spent, zero purchases, turn off. More than $100 spent, purchase more than one ROAS is lower than break-even ROAS, you can turn off. These are some of the top-tier Facebook ads tactics, right, that you can use for yourself. That's what literally working for us right now. Broad CBO scaling campaigns, right? So once you have these creatives that are working well, right, so you've done this testing, something works for you, something done, but the ones that are working, this is how you can test it. 3x duplicate with high budgets, and you aim for early strong performers. So 3x duplicate and look for the campaign that gets 1 to 2 early sales. Your winner is like 9 out of 10 times. Kill the other two duplicates once you got a winner. Start with high budgets to scale vertically fast. And you can scale vertically by adjusting the budget by 25% a day. And you can use Black Friday ads only. So if you're going after like Black Friday, now is a good timing for that, guys. Make sure you have your Black Friday promo offer on the ads. And another thing that you can do on the tactical level is high budget cost cap campaigns to buy all of the cheapest traffic on Facebook with low bids. So start with a high budget. You won't spend the whole daily budget. So goal is to spend at least 20%. Start with a bid that's equal to your average CPA on Facebook and $1-$2 around it. Five ads is five different bids to find a sweet spot that spends budget effectively. Use Black Friday ads only. Ads with lowest CPMs work best with cost cap. And for the full setup, guys, you can use this. Just comment doc below so I can send it over to you. This literally covers everything that you need to know for cost caps. So massive lookalikes targeting campaign. You can make lookalikes from your 100-day engagement campaign. You can take those 180 days audiences as a basis, and these work best as they have more data. Use ABO to scale only the best performing lookalikes and control the budget. Take 0 to 10% range for max possible reach and best scalability. And if you want to do Black Friday ads or specific occasion, let's say you want to do Christmas, you want to do Valentine's Day, that's what you can do for this particular setup. This is literally breaking down the creative strategies that we use, creative testing. That's how we do it. So what you can do is you can replicate it for yourself. Guys, comment down below. So if you want this document, we'll send it over to you. These are the tactics that are working right now. If you think about it, all of these companies like Coca-Cola, like McDonald's, Pepsi, Nike, they have massive budgets. So they'll be dumping these budgets on Facebook and their ads are not very good. So if your ads are better than theirs, you will still have a lot of reach and you'll be able to win a lot of auctions, which means you'll get a lot of purchases because the auction on Facebook is pretty much all about who's bidding the highest. Obviously, it's one of the factors, but who's actually having the best ads, the best creative that keeps user on the platform, keeps users engaged, because in Facebook, best interest is for users to stay on the platform. If user clicks on the ad and after that, they leave Facebook and they never come back, Facebook doesn't like those advertisers. Facebook likes advertisers where, first of all, they get the high average watch time on the videos. That's why these videos are engaging. There's some storyline, there's some emotion, there's some humor. And then on the other side of it, the landing page experience, people actually buying. So then Facebook's getting conversions. Facebook's seeing, okay, so this advertiser knows how to get user to stick and watch the video, but also knows how to convert them. So Facebook will give you the preference. Facebook will give you a lot of auctions. Facebook will give you a lot of purchases. If you have any questions about the Facebook auction or kind of like how it works, just drop it in the comments. If you want the document from this video, just comment down below and I'll send it over to you. And thank you guys. Happy scaling. And I'll see you in the next video. Like this video, subscribe to my channel. I'll see you guys. Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out.